Before we learn the next Gemara, I'd like to learn over again a chelik of Taisvis. I saw the Chuvas Noidi Behuda speaks about this Taisvis in Yeradeya Simin and Vav, and perhaps we'd get a little clearer in the Machlokes Rab Menachem and the Rabbeinu Tam. Let us just start in the middle of Taisvis. Dibemaslu beferish, ba'oid posak b'shiltes derabachoi, b'ktana she'holach ovio l'mdines hayom. A ktana that her father went in dines hayom, shehi yecholo lehiskadish midarabonon kedin yisayma de'ein lo'ov detkinu rabonon kedushin mishum hefka. Just like Chazal were mesakim that a yisayme she'ein la'ov, there's a kedusha derabbanon shelo yinagu bo min hekefker, is vizu sheholach ovio limdines hayom harei hi ki yisayme mishum hefker. The father is not around, so if she or her sisters or her brothers and mother will not be capable of marrying her off, there will also be no Geminik Hefke, since the father is not around. Barav Menachem Yoini Eine Moide Bedov. He does not agree. Umayse Ira Be'echot Shaholach La'eretz L'choyka. Before we go further, I'd like to mention a ha'ore that the Taisus HaRosh brings down on the Shiltis. The Gemara before had a problem what is the case of a mono l'kayin godol, grusha v'chlutza l'kayin hedyet? The Gemara starts with a mono l'kayin godol, that a father could sell his daughter a mono l'kayin godol. The Gemara wondered, how did she become an almona? How did the first kedushin come about? If the father married her off, So then there's ain't shivchas achayishus, so he can't sell her. So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya, so it's speaking about the loy shodich, and loy travishim, well, it's good, al kaponim, there's an ishus lamiyun. The Gemara says, it's speaking about a different case. So the Taisus HaRosh says, I mean, according to the Shiltis, we have a beautiful case. The father went away to Medina Sayyam. She got married herself, and her husband died, she became an almona, the father came back, and I wants to sell her. I mean, the Gemara Mutschitzich. According to Ula, how could you have an almona that, how can you have an almona? There shouldn't be any problem of ein shivchas achayishus. Only according to Rabbi Shmuel it's good. Which is also, it's we're speaking about a kedushin darabonon of miyun, a kitchish leila das avio. So the Taisus HaRosh asks, according to the Shiltis, there's no problem. Father went away to Medina Sayyam. Al-Koponim, now Taisvah says, V'rav Menachem Yaini Eini Meini B'Dovah. He does not agree that she is capable of marrying off herself. The father is Medina Sayyam. Umais and there was a mais ira bechot shaholach leretz rechoike v'loi bas ktano v'niskat shahabas v'oso harav Menachem Yaini lekaimo. He said, you're not allowed to be, he's not allowed to be together with her. V'machashinin shemo yikatsheno avio le'ish acher b'mokim shehu. Maybe the father will marry her off to someone. V'nimtza boze oleo be'iser eishesish. So Rav Menachem was chayish that maybe the father will later marry her off. And this husband will be Ivan Disereishus Ish. The Sholach Loil Rabbeinu Tam, Ludvorecho, if there is such a chash, in Mesa of Bimdina Sayam Te Asa Lachaladam Laila. So she should be Asa to everyone. Shema Kitcha Aviya Bimdina Sayam. Veinanam Yaidim Lami. So when the father goes away to Medina Sayam, we're Chai Yeshema Yekachena Aviya. So Memele, so she should be Asa if the father dies. Veheshi Vechaveinim Menachem Delaholoi Cheshina. Shema Yekadesh Amrinan, Shema Kiddush Leemrinan, Riyagavnam Bepei Kalaget, Lushema Meis Leichashinan, Lushema Yomus Tanoihi, Pekaimelon Krab Yoisi, the Polagay, the Ramei Dama Chashinan, Lushema Yomus, Rameyab Rab Yoisi, Eloche Krab Yoisi. So, the Rab Menachem said that the whole Shashis were Chashinan, Shemo Yekadesh, just like we're Chayish, Shemo Yomos. So therefore, if the father died, so Memele, the whole Shaila is now Mayyemo Lohola, it's a Shaila of Shemo Kidesh. So we tell her on the Cheskes Pnuya. But if the father's alive, there's a Chash of Shemo Yekadesh. Valze Omar Rabbeinu Tam, Hashta the osis lohochi av kshehi ktana muteres. So then, if you're saying that Shema Kidesh loy emrinen, Shema Yekadesh emrinen, the kiven de loy chayshinom Shema Kidesh mkeni muteres loylom. The chol sho vesho yeshlonu loyma da adayin loy kidesh. So I can assume every show that dying like Yiddish, Afilu Chayshis Shema Yikadish, Elvachol Shayishlami dying like Yiddish, Muteres Yetzlai. Leidomi Lishema Yomus Tahosam, there the Gemara is speaking about Osamayri Shaosa Rasishte Betrumak Shaget Chal Shoachas Lifnei Misosai, Ikalameim the Miyad Yomus, Nimsu the Chol Shah Asur Alechol Betrumak Dikmeimer. The miyad yomus. Avol hachadei nesura shechaylo akdushin shekide sheviyisham kol shakamei meadain lechalo akdushin kide pirashti. Baksach mir the Neidi Biyude says, what's his first mention? Two svaras. One svara, the Rabbeinu Menachem was Chayish Lashem Kidesh. Rabbeinu Tam wasn't too sure that there is such a chash of Shema Yikadesh. Then he says, the Kim Lashem Shema Kidesh can't even tell Sloylam. I feel like you're Chayish for Shema Yikadesh, he said a Shtik Torah. Now, so the Neidi Biyude explains as follows. The Rabbeinu Menachem held, as follows. Bemison, without a din of chazoke, one should be mistapek. Maybe things changed. That means one can never say everything is status quo. Without a din of chazoke, one, things can change. So there's a parsha of chazoke. We learn now that chazoke, that if I'm a supik, if the status changed, or if it didn't change, I assume that it remained the way it was till now. So this halacha of chazoke is only brought down l'shaitai. That means the Kohen now wants to be metama the bias. Did the nega change? Didn't it change? Well, a minute ago it had the shia. Some claim, did it change or didn't it change? I should assume it did not change. So mamelet still is a gris, not metama the bias. There's no halacha whatsoever of chazoke that it tell me it will not change. And that I don't have a loch of chazoke. The whole halacha chazoke is, what is it now? And what it is now, I have a chazakeh. What will be, there's no parsha of chazakeh. So the minute there's no parsha of chazakeh, I'm mechuyev to clear now, maybe it will change tomorrow. So therefore, Rav Menachem clear the shayla, maybe her father will be mekabel kedushin tomorrow. And that I have no biddle of chazakeh, and he won't. So it's something to think about. Then the Nagibudi says as follows. Kol midi she'im mis'aved b'fonenu, if it will occur in front of us, yavai michshel, so that will bring about a kilkul, b'vadai anu chayshishin loy, so then we have to be afraid that it might occur. That means, when I'm going to do something now, and if this thing will occur in front of me, by what I'm doing now, I'll be doing a mikshul. So I have no right to do what I'm doing now, because I have to clear, maybe this thing will be done, and I have no way to be matzel myself from a kilkul. But if something will be done before neinu, and what I'm doing now is not machriach, that when it will change later, I'll be over an issa, so then I don't have to be chayish now, maybe it will change later, because if it will change later, I don't have to be over an issa with what I'm doing now. So he elaborates. Aishas Koyin, that was not given a get, her husband went away. Is he dead now? Now he's not dead. I have a din chazok. I can assume he's alive. He has a cheskas chai. Will he be alive tomorrow? I don't know. But al koponim, now he's alive. So now I'm allowed to eat. So let us say he'd be in front of me now. What would be if the next second he dies in front of me? So there's no problem. The truma that his wife had eaten till he died is mutter, because she was an Aishas Koyin. The minute he dies, let's say she has food in her mouth, she can spit it out. So the process of eating now, even though I do not know what's going to happen the next minute, there's no iser to eat now, because what will happen the next minute will not in any way cause I should be over an avera. So therefore, I can eat now. Now I can assume he's alive. And the next minute, which I don't know if he'll be alive or not, so if he'd be in front of me, he would die, so I also am not doing an avera. I'm not, from what I'm doing now, even though I don't know what's going to happen the next minute, there's no din chazokeh on the next minute, but whatever will happen the next minute does not prevent me from eating now. Because if something will happen the next minute, I can stop eating. What I'm eating now is not a sibe, that my ignorance of not of what's going to happen the next minute is will cause that I'm doing now an aveira. He says, but, he says, in the case of Rav Menachem, that Rav Menachem, we're clearing a shayla, Shema Yekadesh, her off. Will the father marry her off? And that is not in Chazaka. I haven't the faintest idea, I don't have any biddle whatsoever, if the father will marry her off the next minute or not. That I don't know. And if the father will marry her off in the next minute, Zuktenai de Biyude, so I'm not allowed to be boil her now. Because if I'll be boil her now and she'll get married the next minute, I have no etzah how to be matzel myself minachet, because the prisha is also an avera d'iraisa. So memele, so before he makes a maisa be'ile, We're telling him, do you know, we give him a questionnaire, do you know what's going to happen the next minute? I haven't the faintest idea. We don't know, there's no din chazaka. So therefore, this pula, what you're doing now, could be putting you in a matzvah that you'll be doing a chet the next minute. Since you don't know what's going to happen the next minute, so you're not allowed to make a ma'ase bila now. That is the svara of Rav Menachem. Terech HaDvorim, it seems, that the Rabbeinu Tam held, the sugya of Shemo Yomos in the Chashash of Rav Menachem, of Shemo Yekadesh, are two different inyanim. The Chashash of Shemo Yomos, that I'm clarifying, maybe her husband might die, is because a person is Oymed Lomos. So therefore, Shemo Yekadesh, Bechlau, there's no tzad that I have to clear. Maybe the father will be Mekadesh. Who says you mechuyif to clear this? I mean, the Rav Nachum held, if I don't have a bill of chazoke, whatever could occur, I'm mechuyif to clear. The Buddha seems to say, we understand, that Rabbeinu Tam held, that is, there is no shash. Of Shemo, the Shemo Yomus is a shash. The husband is alive, maybe he might die tomorrow. In the case where he didn't give a get, there's no problem, like he said in the Rabbi Nachum also, so we'll die, so I can stop eating. But he says, Amoyre de Kechidish, he says, by Vestais, that's what he says, Afilo according to the Rabbeinu Tam, Afilo you say, Vestais the Rabbono, and Al Klara Shailef, there was a Riyah. Till now, I can shella on the cheskes tare, and I can assume there was no riyah. But the zikha achshash of shemotire, because she's zikha going to see, just like this achshash of shemot yomus, because a person is aimed to die, this achshash of shemotire, because she's aimed to see. So therefore, filu vestes adarabonon, one is not permitted to be boil ishtai minatere because shemo tire, and he won't have an answer what to do. So this svore of the Rav Menachem, that Rabbi Tam is also moide by shemo tire, which is similar to shemo yomos. The Rav Menachem said afilu shemo yekadish also, which is debatable. But then he says one more nekude that the Rabbi Tam held, that the case of the Gemara in Gittin, that he gave her a get, he says there's two chazokes. There's a chazoke if a audacious kohen is married to a kohen, and he gave her a get. And I have a sofik that the get should be chal an hour before his misa. So I have a sofik, is she permitted to eat truma? She's not permitted to even, maybe he's going to die the next hour. So, there are two factors over here. There's a cheskas chai. He's living now. And then there's a cheskas hetel atumah. She, till now, she was permitted to eat atumah. Did her status change? That is the din chazak. So really, I have two chazakis working for her to tell her, eat atumah. Your husband has a cheskes chai, just went to the doctor, he gave him he's healthy, thus, your doctor, nish doctor, Abba Kaponim has a cheskes chai, and you have a, till now you're allowed to eat trume. Zokte noide biyude. Als the cheskes chai, the Gemara says in Gittin, Shema Yomus. There's no such chazoke cheskes chai, because since a person is oimed lomos, so you have to be chayish. Shemo Yomos. He's going to die, so Memela, Shemo Yomos. And that, I can't use the Ches Kaschai. But he says, in reality, I have another Chazoke. Till now, she was permitted to eat Trumen. And now, that, not Klanga Shaila, did she lose this Heta? That is the Shaila. So he says, she lost this Heta because giving her a get, which it could be that with this get she lost her heta, because the get said that it's an hour before Mises Habal, she's geget. So it could be he's going to die in an hour. He, there's no cheskes chai. There's a shema yomus on him. So it could be he's going to die in an hour. It could be he's not going to die in an hour. That's right. I haven't the faintest idea what's going to happen. But this creates a reis in our cheskes heta. So that is why over there, that is why over there, there is nothing, it's actually not permitted to tume in the cheskes heta. The cheskes heta to eat tume, that chazaka was isra through the get. Could be you just, with this get, you just lost your heta now. Because if he's going to die in an hour, you can get now. So that creates a reyes in the chazaka. So we can't rely on the cheskes heta, and the cheskes chai, we also can't rely. Masha ain't came by us. First of all, there's no chazok, there's no, it's not oime that he should be mekadisha, so you don't have to say chashin and shema yekadish. And number two, she has a chazoka, she has a cheskes pnuya. She has a cheskes pnuya that was not isra. She has a cheskes pnuya that was not isra. So you can stella on chazoket. That was the shittas rabbeinu. So it's no tzushtot over there. Here she is a cheskas pnuye. So I can say she still is a pnuye. And I don't have to declare shema yekadish because meichiteis is shema yekadish. That be shema yomus and shema tira. Tachsich mir. This is more or less how the Negebude says pshat in this machloikis. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ahu gavre de kodish bekishe de yalke beshuke. A person was mekadish ektano beshuk with a gude of yarek, which is a very cheap thing, and then he married her off beshuk. Bekitzer, this was. But it was worth a pluta. But the article with which he was mekadisha was derech bizoyim, and the mocking he was mekadisha was also derech bizoyim. Omar Ravine, afilu leman de Oma, afilu according to Rabbi Shmu, the Oma choishish in shemen ischatzahov, is a chash maybe later. When the father will find out, he'll agree, he'll be masking with the previous kedushin, and it's chalam afreya. Hani mili derech kovi. That is, if the previous kedushin was done in a mechubedik ha'ifin, so then there's something what to think about. Shemon isratzom. So something what to think about. You need a get. Avo derech bezoyin. But if the kedushin was made derech bezoyin, so then. There's no shash of Shema Nisratzov. The father was zicha, not maskim to such a kedushin. So it's nothing what to talk about. So Mamela, there's no Shema Nisratzov. So it's she doesn't need anything. Omale Ravacha midifta le Ravine. Bezoyin the mind. Now let's be explicit. What is the bezoyin over here? You spoke about a case with two factors, I bezoyin de yalke, I bezoyin de shuke. Which bezoyin are you telling us that the father will never be nisratze for such a maisa kedusha? Navke mino, the kodesh bekaspa beshuka, I bekishe de yalke bebeise. If we'll have one of these factors without the other, will we say shema nisratze or not? No, both of them, each one is a bezoyin. So memele, so if any of one of these factors occurred by the kedushin, I'm not chay Hashem and Nisratzo. Let us see what Rashi says. Bekisha aguda aktanish laledas aviya havoi idividi bechod minayu havi bezoyin. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ahu da oma likrevoi. was a very interesting machlekes between a husband and wife. They had a daughter, who was a ketane, and each one had a different opinion who to marry her off to. He said, "Lekreboy, my kalev, our daughter will be a very good shidduch for my kalev, his nephew, his face. I want to marry you off to my kalev." "V'hi aymeres lekrebo," she said, "no, my nephew." Kofsei, now it seems she wore the pants in the house, and she forced him at the omola to have him lekrebo. She was a very, she was a isha takifa, and kofsei bedvarim, she forced him that he should be maskim. He saw a fight to the hall, so he was maskim to her. That what? That, good, so be her nephew. At the Ochli, no, so now Mazel Tov already, now we're making, he agreed to her, so they're making now Chasene. So at the Ochli Vishosi, they made a Pisasude, Osi Krevei Beigro, the Kitcha. Amordike Maisi, so the Tosis Ri Hazokin says he came through the roof. Yizicha wasn't invited to the Suda, and this was before they made the Eresen. Before they made the Eresen, they made first the Psa Suda. They were going to, in the middle, they're going to make the Eresen. And he came through the roof, as they looked, the Taisus Riyazokim. At the Ochli Vishosu, the top line when the lines are getting white. Voice in Sude, she kachen the korev shelo. They're making a Sude that her korev is going to marry. Bo korev shelo derech agag v'kitcha. He was and somehow mistamed. So he came with sondaliyah. He was mekadisha. Now, so Omar Rabbi. So now the shaila is. So you have a ketana. Now, between you and me, it could be here the father would be very happy that this happened. That's what he wanted all along, that this one should marry her. So, Mamela al Kaponim, we have to be Chaye Shem and Nisratzao. So, maybe she's married. Omar Abaye. So, Abaye said, Ksiv Sheiris Yisrael Layasu Avla Vla Yidabul Kosam. He told his wife that he was maskim lekreivo. Yizicha won't retract his words. And memela, I don't have to clear that Yisratze, that he was merutze, it's garnish metonish. So Abaye said, flumareit. Rava omar, chazok in odem teirech besudem afsid. Rava didn't say such chips. Flumareit, Rava said, they made a whole catered meal over here, and it does for this one. Now, I mean, another. This is an expense to make another meal for those. If already the money was spent already, in adam teir besude umafsida. My binayu, ike binay the leitach. They didn't make a meal yet, and then this guy came on his korev came on the roof. So and he went and made a ma'aseh kedushin. So according to Rava, we have to be chay shema yischatzah. The merdeke gilyoyne hashas that brings a tshuva meramber aboruch. I mean, where was the frumkeit and erlichkeit of Rava? Why didn't Rava? Why it comes with a svore that sheiris Yisrael yasu avlov leyedabru chozov? So why wasn't Rabbi Nochis to this svore? Zok the Maramba Rabor Hamir de Kezach, the Svira Leile Rabbi, the Kivin de Kofsei the Chisosei Lisatze. His wife did something that was very not nice. She forced him. She twisted his arm. He should be maskim to marry her Kohen. Svira Leile Rabbi Shloi Hoya. Oise isurim hoya marim umekacha lekoibov. The chasha osa saloi ishtoi This is not an avla. She did something that was wrong. So, if some way I could repay her, Kenya Yosala, so there's something to think about. Shema Nischatzahov. That's why we have to come with a different cheshbon of. Zot Rashi, who Oma Likreboi, Maisa Hoyo, Sheish Oma Losis, Bita Ktana Likreboi, Bishte Omro Shitneno Likrebo, Kofsei, Hichrichosoi, Bidvorim, Bahaidolo, Lusito Likrebo, Vosu Sude Lachibes Chitin, Vizimno Eskreveim, Bigra Balia, Vikitche Beseis, Vadain Lakibelov Kedushin, Mikarab Shalishte. Layasu Avlo, Bloichashinin Bo Shemen Ischatzaov, Doloi Hoda Bei Midiburi. Rob Oma Taim Achine, the Vade Lein Ischatz, the Kivin de Torach, Haya Via Basla Se Sude, Eina Mapside, Nachkimin Midaloi Torach, La Se Sude. Le Abaye, Mikivin Doide, La Suloi Hoda, Bloichashinu Shemen Ischatz. According to Rove, I will be chayish. Zok the Gemara weiter. Niskatcha ledasa via. She got married ledasa via. Verkerte, he married her off. Va'olach ovia limdines hayom. And the father went away. Va'omda v'niseis. And now she made nisuin on her own accord. Omar Rav Eicheles Petrume Ad Sheyove Avi Aviimche. That means an Aruse is not permitted to eat Trume, and the Su is permitted to eat Trume. Since he married her off, I assume it was Zicha Necheloi that she should become a Nesue. So Memele, there's no Sofik whatsoever, she's permitted to eat Trume. Unless he comes back and he tells us that he's not masking with the Nisuin, but Kozman, I don't hear this from him. I can assume he's here masking with the Nisuin. That's what Rav says. Rav Asiyoma Eina Echeles. I'm not so sure about that. Shema Yavoi Oviya Vimche. Maybe the who knows? Maybe the father's going to come back, say, and he'll tell us that he was not maskim with this nisuin. The nimtzeis zora eicheles petrum elamafrei. So it comes out that if he's not maskim, so it comes out she was an arusa. So she's eating trume als zora. She has no right to eat trume kaidim nisuin. So here we are machloikis rav and rabas. So the Gemara says, "Have uvde v'chosh lo rav lahoda rabasi." There was a maise that the father niskacho ledas aviyah. The niece says shaloi ledas aviyah, and Rav was there, and Rav was machmer like Rav Asi, and he said she should not eat tumah. Omar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok umoide Rav sheimeisa einoi yosha. Rav is moide afilu. He said that we could assume that the father was zicher maskim with the nisuin since he made the erusin. But what will be if she will die? Now we have a shailan hilchis mominis. Who yashins her? Does her family yashin her, or does her husband yashin her? And that is tali. And that is tali if she became a nesue. If she became a nesue, her husband yashins her. If she didn't become a nesue, so her family yashins her. So here the Gemara says, Rav is meide she meisa eina yosha. Uki momoino becheskas morei. we shtel the har hanachosim becheskas more, means becheskas aviyah, becheskas mishpachta, and the husband cannot yashna. We'll try to explain this soon, but first let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Eicheles petume, im kayin huze, v'af al pi shloi hoysa chupe zu ledasa ov, v'omro rabonon isha eicheles petume achet ikonis lechupe, so who says there was a chupe? Zu, hoyo v'kidusha ledaitoi hoyo, since the kedushin was zicha ledaitoi, is chupe nami nechelei, Achanishma Shayavim, for we can assume that Ezekiel was satisfied with the chuppah, unless we hear from him that he's moich. Umoidera, af al gav de gabi tume, machzekinelei, bechazoke, shenisratze bechuppah. When it comes to tume, we assume that Ezekiel was maskim, and she's allowed to eat truma. Awesome, who, there we made this assumption. The iname loinis ratza. What could be the worst scenario? I feel we won't, our assumption is wrong. Is ochla midaraisa. So minatoira, she's permitted to eat. I feel he wasn't merutze with the nisuin. Darusa ichelis betrumet val toira. So memele, so the whole Shaila over here is only a derabbanon deke shaila. In a shaila and a derabbanon, we can rely on this assumption. If I say mistava was nichalei, so that's enough to be mata this isa derabbanon of arusa lechel betume. Abul inyan yerusha, but here we have an emesis sofik. Snapshot me the raisa. He can yarshin. Avalin Yerusha de be inon Sheiroi. Calls man, there was no nisuin, she's not called Sheiroi. Moide, so there rabbis, Moide, they ne eloka orus. There is only an orus. The mesa eina yersha. The kivin, the misafkelon, im misratze bechupa ilab. Here I have a suffix. So we shtel the momin becheskas more, becheskas of our mishpoche. The Chazaynish, in Simen Samach Gimel, Ois Ches, and Ebenezer, says, why are the nechosim becheskas yershei ha'ov? So he says two svaris. One svara is Yerushas Sabalas Darabonim, and Yerushas Choyvim is Adereisim. So it seems, so since Mina Teira, there the Yershim, I'm clearing a shaila, did he get a schus Yerusha midarabonim? So it seems that they have a Teiras Murzik and the Nechosim. That's one mahalach. And the second mahalach, the Chazaynish says, of Yarshins alts kulve. That's the Yerusha of a father. A Baal does not Yarshin alts korev. He Yarshins alts reshus. It's nichnas al reshus, so that's why he Yarshins. But it's not a kulve dike Yerusha. So memele, so pshat is like this. So the father is a vadai korev. So you have a vadai sibe. Have a vadai sibe that the father should yashin. He's icha korev. The pshat is if she was nichnesa l'rishus habal, so that is mafkia yerushis hakorev. If she was nichnes, if she wasn't nichnas, so I have Yerushas Akorev. So the male of Shad is, here I zicha have a sibe of Yerusha. Yizicha Akorev. by the Baal, I don't know if I have a Siba of Yerusha, Zeh Onu Donim. By the of the Zichar HaSiba, the Din Yerushus could be Mafkiya, but I have a Siba. Could be there was something Mafkiya. By the Baal, there's a Sofik Bechal, there's a Siba, Sheyocha Lirish. So you say, Ein Sofik Maitzim Yidei Vadai. So that is why it is considered that it is Bershus Ha'av. So Memele, he will not Yash. Now, I'd like to just see for 1 minute a very interesting Rosh. The Rosh wanted to say another Mahalach. This is on Daf Peites Amed Aleph Pedafe and by the Rosh. This is the Rosh Seif Ois Ches. It is the second column, around 15 lines from the Ois Tes. Omar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok u'moide Rav shimei seine yer sha'uki mamayne b'cheskas mori. This will see in Taisa filo hu muzik b'nachosim eine chazoke b'nachosim kaimi b'cheskas yer shehov va'af al gav. So the first thing to bring down Rashi, va'af al gav d'shori lo b'tumen. Even though she's allowed to eat trume, so we assume that she's a nesue. Haini mishum d'dvar teira rusei chelos betrume, because min ha-teira v'samze no shalk v'erish Rashi. Olefi tamze, so he says the way Rashi says pshat, what'll be the din l'gabi tume? We have here a husband akoyin, is he permitted to be metamet to his wife? So the way Rashi said, well, Tume is only at the Rabban and the Kishayla. So he says, Lagabi Tume, he won't be able to be Metame. Just like you don't give me money because that's a real suffix. So when it comes to the Tume, it's also a real suffix. This is a Rashi of the Kishayla. Levitam ze ain't a Metame. Vim hayino meforshim. Now the Rosh wanted to say a very interesting pshat in the Gemara. Not the way Rashi says, because Tumas Adarabonon. We'll say a different pshat. Lefi sheroiv pa'omim ein ha'ov moichem. That he wanted to say pshat because most of the times, if the father made the kedushin, and the nesuin was made shaloi midasov. So statistically, roi pomim, the father isn't moichin. Mistomet, the nechle lob in isuwek, even the kval miskat shele daita. So memele, on this shaila, is she a nesue? Is she not a nesue? I have a birl of roi. And can be semech on roi. Hilkach, och lo betume. Does Lina Basarube? Who the Mamoine? Who the lay is Lina Basarube? By moment, you don't call Basarube. But Oz are your mutter after the Tamalo. So, Mamela, if we would say different than Rashi, we could say the Lomdus is that really there's a Biro, a deraisedic Biro of Roy. And that is Matarati Trume, and that is, will be Mata him. To be metamalo, but ein hechem b'momen acharoi. Avliyev shaloi mekein. The Rav Udiya mebereisha meiche peiris hechem b'momen acharoi. So if you'll say this taka a birr of roiv, so then he would get the money also. He would yashina. So akochach we have to say the way Rashi said. Let us see Taisvis. V'nim tzeis zore l'mafreya. Zog Taisvis nire de zore de nokat. Estes. Rav Asi said that she shouldn't eat truma because maybe the father will not be merutze. It'll come out that she's a zore and she's eating truma. Nire de zore de nokat loy koma shetei zore de reis. It doesn't mean that she's a zore de reis. Shemin ha-teire. Arusa ichelas petrume. Elo zore de rabona, mid rabonon. She's a zore. In fact, this was a very pertinent kashim. Vahafal gav,
the loy shaykh ocha loy mishum simpen the loy mishum shema yimzego the kim de nichnas ala chupe duchte miyachid la u mivdek bodik la faktaisis amayra di kekashe that be emeson minatayre anaruse itztrume. Why did Chazal say you need nisui, need nichnas ala chupe? They said this for two reasons. One reason was Shema yimzugu la and shall give lachel lach yesed. That means if an arusa will eat trume, normally an arusa is b'rshus aviyah, she's together with her family. Now she'll be eating trume and she's next with her brothers and sisters and he sent her a bottle of wine and they want some wine, so she'll give them some of this wine and their zarim, a kilkul will come out. That's one mahalach. Another mahalach is that it could very well be that she's really not an arusa either. Maybe she is mumin, so the whole kedushin is a toy. So before the nisuin, he's baidik her to make sure that there's no mumin. So therefore, she can't eat trumah as arusa because who says she's takin arusa? So therefore, Chazal said that till the nisuin, you cannot eat trume as these two chashas, or the kilkul of Shema Yimzegu, or the kilkul, maybe she's talking not an arusa. But in this case over here, he made nisuin. So all these chashas are not valid anymore. I don't have to be afraid of Shema Yimzegu, because he made nisuin, she moved into him already, she's with her husband. I don't have to be afraid of Hashem, of Simpon, of Mumin, because if he made Nisuyin, Yizicha was Mabara, that she's not a Balas Mum. So Memela, filu halachically, she's an Arusa, the father was not Merutze to the Nisuyin, but here, since the Chashas fall off, so she should be permitted to eat Trumal Tzarusa. So what's the problem? So what is the Sfor of Ravasi? That's Tosfos Kashi. Vafal gav loy shaykh ocho loy mishum simpon, loy mishum shama yimzugu, v'kim de nichneses l'chupe duchte miyached lo, so she has a special place where to eat, she will not be moizik to her family, u'mivdik bodik lo, afilo hochi loy chilkul chachomim bein arusa l'arusa. Chazal, they made a takone, and arusa is not permitted to eat trumen. That's what they said. So even though in our case I have here an arusa, which theoretically should be permitted to eat truma because there's no shash whatsoever, The first lashon Taisus holds that we pass on like Ravasi, the Hoda Bei Rav. Rav Oved Uvde, he didn't took Kishitze. He was Chayish for Ravasi. We passed on like the Rav, Avol Mikan Ve'ilach, so Mamela Rav and Ravasi was before Abaye Barovel, we passed on like the Rav, Avol Mikan Ve'ilach, Poskinen Kibasroi. After Abaye Barovel, we passed on like the Basroi, the later generation. Lafisha Dikdiku Yoisa Min Harishainim Lahamid Aloche Al Burya. I think the Svara is, because this was already the Saif, the Gmar, Simas HaTalmud, so Memele, so the Achroinim had this Lachatz and pressure, Lahamid Aloche Al Burya, so Memele, that is why we pass on like that. But Al Koponim, בזמן רב and רבאסי וזיכר פסקן like the Rebbe. ואף אגב דחוש לו רב להודה רבאסי, אי רב הוא שחייש for רבאסי, so we say the Rebbe, אבל the Rebbe alone was חייש. משמוך אלי חוזה בו, אין אפשר להיות חרוטה, אלא חום רבאלמה שאיך מרנב שאי, דו be סיימך, on his cooler, so he said she shouldn't eat trume, but not that he was choyzer. Kemoyshe metzine perikama de Megillah, Omar Rav, Megillah bizmano biyochid. That if a person learns Megillah bizmano, bizmano achiyuv, so memele yudalid, so then it could be learned afilu without a minyan. Shaloi bizmano basor. Rabasi oma echot ze afilu bizmano basor. Have urde v'chosh lo rav loho de rabasi. Rav was chayish for rabasi, and he did not permit to lay the Megillah v'yochid. The bracha is to fill the word asora. Pafil lo hochi came along ke rav. The Rav Yochanan koi kibosei. The perik beis the Megillah. The Rav Chiba Rav Am Rav Yochanan hakoyre me Megillah ksuv ben haksuvim lo yotza. If it was written between other ksuvim lo yotza, umoch alei amoichei, then he hit his head and he said, this haloche lo yishonu elo bitzibo, nekvoi tzibo, abul yochid loy. By a yochid afilu Ksuva Beina Ksuvim is also permissible. Alma, we don't have the skills in Sechthus Megillah, the Roshash is Meira. But Al Koponim, Yev, the Tais brings down a Gemara that Biyochid, the Allah is differently. Alma, Mashbet, the Ponim, Kerem, Moise, Biyochid. So the only time that's Kerem Biyochid, Aina Bisman, no Kerav. Uki mamoine becheskes mori, pafilu hu muzik benichsein beluk shelo, even though now the Baal is a muzik, eine becheskosoi, elo becheskas yoshe yeisho, the tvilsosoi sheloi kedin hoisa, because some of Bishas Mise, we paskind already that the Ov is the Yerish. Vavagav de shori lo rav lechel betrumah, and bishu de minato erus, bashi so lechel is betrumah, ked de perish pekuntres.